The Freibar Report. Monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas, Mexico. Given the worsening state of human rights in Chiapas, at the beginning of 2010, the civil organizations that make up the Network for Peace decided to make a series of visits to various parts in the states in order to document that situation. During those visits, we heard testimonies of problems that violate international norms for protection and guarantees of human rights and threaten the peace. The organizations that make up the Network for Peace thus constituted the Civil Mission for Observation of Human Rights and Social Conflicts, which began its work of observation and documentation in four municipalities of the border region of Chiapas with Guatemala: Comitán, Trinitaria, Comalapa, and Chicomucelo. The Civil Mission visited those municipalities on March 16th, 17th, and 18th. In each of them, we interviewed people who shared their testimony on various issues in defense of human rights. The most relevant topics during the interviews had to do with migration, militarization, land and territory, economic, social, cultural, and environmental rights, women's rights, and criminalization of social protest. The results of these interviews can be found in our first report, which we share in this program. Those of us present in the Mission for Observation learned the experiences which we now share, and which constitute hope for building alternative ways of living. One of the consequences of the criminalization of social protest, in addition to the fear it creates, is that people feel alone. Repeatedly, people requested that civil and human rights organizations permanently accompany the social processes and the situation lived in the border municipalities. Here are some of the words during the press conference.
As was mentioned, the connecting of Central and South America with North America is a question of geostrategy. This transforms the southern border into a space of conflicting powers where the interests of different groups collide. There have been denunciations of widespread corruption which extends across all of the public institutions of the government. Criminal rings dedicated to assaulting and abducting migrants have been identified, and in particular the control that the CETAs of the Gulf Cartel have in the region. As expressed in several interviews conducting during the civil mission, one of the impacts of migration can be seen in the structure and function of the families, which as a result of migration become fragmented. Other effects include the emergence of female heads of households and the tripling of the women's workday, which now includes responsibility for the land, the children, and the home. Central American migrants, primarily from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, suffer all kinds of violence, including robbery, exploitation, abduction, and extortion. In transit as migrants, women are undoubtedly the most affected. In the last few years, there has been a major increase in the number of women raped by delinquents, by authorities, and by those who control the migration routes. According to one testimony, we know of several cases where women who were aware of this risk injected themselves with contraceptives to avoid pregnancy. In the case of young women and minors, it's common to hear of them being caught up in rings of sexual exploitation, and this is evident in the red light district in Comitán, where 90% of sex workers are underage Central American women. Women are the most vulnerable, and as such, the most exploited. The majority of them, who mostly come from San Marcos and Huehuetenango in Guatemala, are employed as domestic workers, working up to 16 hours a day without receiving any food, while earning quote-unquote salaries of 500 to 600 pesos a month, which is the equivalent of 40 to 50 US dollars. In some cases, especially when they express concern about their conditions, their employers will threaten to report them to authorities and have them deported.
With regard to the militarization during the tour that the Misión Civil conducted in the counties of Comitán, Trinitaria, Comalapa, y Chicomucelo, we were able to note the constant and daily movement of troops and armed military vehicles roaming the federal and rural roads. We also observed the installation of permanent and temporary checkpoints in strategic locations where most of the vehicles stopped in question were of people engaged in the trade of farm products. The consequences of militarization have a significant impact on social dynamics. The daily life of people living in areas with permanent militarization or movement of troops brings, among other things, obstruction to free movement, harassment against women, increase of bars, drugs, and prostitution, domestic violence, extortion and abuse of migrants, panic and stress, disruption and interference of student projects and activities, arbitrary arrests and military checkpoints, abuse of authority in public spaces, occupation of community, and substitution of civil authority.
With regard to the land, the natural resources of the communities, such as water, biodiversity, and minerals, are threatened by transnational corporations which receive the approval and permission of various government agencies.
Que cuentan con la aprobación y el permiso de diferentes instancias gubernamentales. Los principales efectos en la zona.
The ejido Grecia and the residents of neighboring communities are the most affected in the region, where there are plans to extract between 350 and 400,000 tons of barite. Toneladas de barita. And when those reserves are exhausted, the extraction will continue with the mining of titanium from the subsoil. Testimonies of the region's residents confirm that the land where the mine is located was illegally taken from the community, and that the extraction of minerals has already generated significant changes in the environment due to, among other reasons, the use of millions of cubic meters of water in the mining process. During the observation mission, members of the Frente and the Mexican network of communities affected by mining explained that, quote, the network has presented documents to the Attorney General of the state of Chiapas, which show that the company is implicated in acts of corruption with municipal authorities in attempts to intimidate opponents of the mining project. We have obtained documents from Blackfire that the company has confirmed are legitimate, which clearly show monthly payments of 10,000 pesos deposited in the municipal president of Chico Muselo's personal bank account, with the agreement that the ejido will not show any opposition to the mine. End quote.
El ejido no se levantaría en oposición a la mina. Desde que inició el programa.
Since the start of the program Moscamel in the border region of Chiapas in 1994, the affected residents have considered it to be part of a counterinsurgency strategy. Quote, given that it coincides with the date of the EZLN uprising and the welcoming of NAFTA. Under the pretext of combating the Mediterranean fly, they have been fumigating the mountains and coffee groves of the region. This has caused the leaves of the trees to dry and the coffee beans to fail to ripen. Over the last 16 years, the air, water, and land have been polluted with chemicals used by the company Moscamel, and with time, this has caused serious health problems for the local population. As such, they have denounced the government's continued imposition of fumigation of their lands, and those growers who refuse to comply are threatened with losing the little support they receive. In terms of the rights of women, historically, and especially in indigenous regions because of traditional forms of organization and government, women have been excluded from rights to own land, as well as rights to use and cultivate land. Men are the ones who are recognized as landowners and the owners of what is produced, although as a result of mass migration, women are increasingly the ones responsible for the cultivation of corn to support their families. For example, in the community of Bella Vista, in the municipality of Frontera Comalapa, there is a law, Article 37, which states that the women of Bella Vista cannot marry men that are not from that community. And if they do, they lose their rights to their land and assets.
Las mujeres pierden el derecho sobre sus tierras y sus bienes.
Con respecto a los derechos económicos, sociales, culturales y.
With regard to economic, social, cultural, and environmental rights, including respect for and enforcement of rights that guarantee the conditions for a just and dignified life, Chiapas is one of the states that has the highest levels of marginalization in the country, a situation in which the border zone is not exempt.
Esto es claramente visible en varias comunidades donde las viviendas todavía.
This is clearly visible in several communities where homes still lack running water, electricity, or drainage. This lack of basic services denies the people their rights to decent and adequate housing. In addition, in the past 2 years, products that make up the basic bread basket have increased in price, while many rural families receive lower prices for their crops. Hunger and malnutrition are serious challenges to obtaining an adequate standard of living. According to Enlace Comunicación y Capacitación AC, between 50 and 85% of people in the border areas suffer from malnutrition.
entre un 60 y un 85% de la gente y de los niños principalmente padece desnutrición.
Todas las formas de violencia contra las mujeres y las
All of these forms of violence against women and the violations of their rights are considered gender violence and patriarchal violence.
Las personas entrevistadas durante la misión de observación
The men and women interviewed during the observation mission affirmed that the violence against women is increasing and that it is reproduced by the system which uses women as objects and objectives of its interests.
Las mujeres como objeto y objetivo de sus intereses. Las diversas formas de violencia
The various forms of violence against women, domestic, physical, economic, social, institutional, have an impact on the intimate, private, and public spheres of their lives.
Entrevistadas reconocen el alcoholismo.
The women we interviewed recognize alcoholism as one of the principal forms of violence against them and their families, as well as in their communities. In the case of Chico Muselo in Comalapa, there has been an increase in the number of businesses that sell beer and alcohol, as well as of cantinas, many of which are associated with prostitution. All of these businesses are protected by the municipal presidents. Furthermore, the enforcement of justice and the willingness of public officials to respond to the legal demands of women are also examples of discrimination against women by the authorities. They do not receive proper service when they go to report violations, and in most cases, their reports are not even processed.
Con respecto a la criminalización de la protesta social,
With regard to the criminalization of social protests, the harassment, persecution, and threats against offenders, social leaders, and civilians is a constant in organizations and communities claiming various human rights. The border areas have experienced the assassination of their leaders, death threats, kidnapping, and harassment. One example is the killing of Roblero Abarca on November 27, 2009, who fought against mining. In another case, the family of human rights defenders Adolfo Guzmán and Margarita Martínez suffered threats, harassment, and abduction due to accusations made by bad public servants.
Amenazas, hostigamiento y secuestro. Durante la visita de la
During the visit of the Misión de Observación to various parts of the border region, the population said that they feel that simply demonstrating and demanding their rights is a crime to the authorities. This causes fear and uncertainty in the population.
En la población. Quienes formamos parte de la Red por la Paz constatamos que pese al contexto de conflictividad en que trabajan las organizaciones, comunidades y personas de la zona fronteriza.
As members of the Network for Peace, we affirm that despite the context of conflict in which organizations, communities, and people in the border region are forced to work, there are important peace-building efforts being made for the defense and enforcement of collective rights. It's important to emphasize that in the struggle against the high electricity rates, there have been some advances. Some individuals and families have been in resistance for 10 years, and in the municipality of Chico Muselo, they have received legal protection so that they do not have to pay the debt to the Federal Electricity Commission. In this sense, it is important to highlight the solidarity that exists between civilian and social organizations. As the Network for Peace, we want to assert our commitment to working in the areas of human rights, peace building, alternatives to sustainability and development, observation and solidarity, as the very communities of Chiapas have themselves taught us. We want to make it clear that the visits to different regions of Chiapas by the observation mission do not follow the interests of any political parties, nor are they for the promotion of any individual political agenda. The work of the mission is focused on observation and documentation of the situation of human rights and social conflict, with complete respect for the diversity of opinions and actions that each actor exerts from their own location for the construction of a more just and dignified world. There were repeated requests made to the civilian human rights and peace-building organizations for permanent accompaniment in the social processes and the lived situation of the border municipality. And we will do everything possible to remain attentive to the situation, to accompany, as is needed, the processes of peace-building in the region.
Nuestras posibilidades estaremos pendientes de la situación para, de ser necesario, acompañar las acciones de construcción de paz en la región.
This was the monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas. For more information, visit www.fraiba.org.mx.